Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Mishnah Gimel of the fifth parak of Masechet Menachot on Daf Sam Nunter Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud. Yesh Teunot Shemen Ulevona, Shemen Velo Levona, Levona Velo Shemen, Lo Levona Velo Shemen. So some Menachot require both oil and Levona. Some require one, some require the other, some require none. Let's see what they are. Ve'elu tu'unot shemen ulvona. Count these out. Minchat hasolet, regular fine flour. Machavat, marcheshet, the two kind of pan fries. Chalot varikikin, loaves and wafers. Minchat kohanim, minchat kohen mashiach, we've already dealt with. Minchat oved kochavim, if a non-Jew sends one. Minchat nashim, if a woman offers a korban. Minchat haomer, and that's 10. Minchat haomer, of course, which is brought on the second day of Pesach. Minchat nesachin. What about a mincha that's brought with a zevach? Tu'unah shemen ve'ein tu'unah levona. That's one that only needs shemen, not levona. Lechem apanim is the opposite. Ta'un levona ve'ein ta'un shemen. And shteha lechem u'minchat chote u'minchat knaot ein tu'unin lo shemen ve'lo levona. So the shteha lechem we've been dealing with, we dealt with in the last parak also, and u'minchat chote u'minchat knaot, which is brought by a sota, have neither. Amar Rav Papa, kohecha litnan eser tnan. Now there's a bit of confusion about what Rav Papa means here, so I'd like to suggest that what Rav Papa is simply giving a mnemonic for the Tana to say that whenever we have this list, make sure there's 10 on the list, and if you count them out, you'll see there's 10. Why does he say? That's what the Gemara then comments, the afuki mid Rabbi Shimon to Amar, as we'll see towards the end of the perek, mechza chalod mechza rikikin, Ravi. If you commit to a ma'afei tanur, You can bring either loaves or wafers. Rabbi Shimon says you can bring half loaves and half wafers, which would then mean that our list would have 11 things on it. Kamash Malan, Dulo. So therefore, he's saying that our list is 10. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk about Minchat Marcheshet says, V'natata aleha shemen, v'samta aleha levona. Put shemen and levona. Aleha shemen, v'lo alechma panim shemen. We're cutting out lechma panim, no oil there. Shiachov alodinu. I might have thought to put oil in lechem apanim from kal vachomer. Ma minchat nesachim sheina tuna levona tuna shemen. There is no levona on the minchat nesachim that comes with a korban, but it has oil. Lechem apanim shetaun levona alodin shetaun shemen. So lechem apanim that does have the two cups of levona on top certainly should need shemen. Talmud lomar aleha aleha shemen v'lo lechem apanim shemen. That's why the Torah says aleha to cut out lechem apanim, it and not the other. V'samta aleha levona, what's that? Aleha levona v'lo minchat nesachim levona. Minchat nesachim doesn't have levona. Shechov alodinu, and now we're going to just invert the kal v'chomer. Ma lechem apanim she'enu ta'un shemen, ta'un levona. Minchat nesachim she'tunah shemen, enu din she'tunah levona. Amar lomar aleha, aleha levona v'lo minchat nesachim levona. So that's the braita. We'll take it apart in a minute. Now the word says mincha hi. So what's mincha? L'rabot minchat shmini l'levona. Minchat shmini means the mincha brought on the day of dedication of the Mishkan, what's called Yom HaShmini, that it also needs levona. Mincha hi, lo tzi shtei alechem shelo yit'anu lo shemen velo levona. Mincha hi is there to say that shtei alechem needs neither of them. Okay, that's the braita. Now let's take it apart. Amar mar aleha shemen velo lechem apanim shemen. So the shemen we've excluded from the word aleha, lechem apanim needs no shemen. Eim aleha shemen velo minchat nesach kohanim shemen. Why don't we cut out minchat kohanim? So, minchat kohanim have a ribui. Minchat kohanim should be included and have shemen. Why? Shekain, just like a minchat nedava, isaron, that's the shear. Minchat nesachim is more. Kli, it comes in a kli. Chutz, there's an issue of, it's brought outside. Tsura, it has a certain form to it. Hagasha, there's a mitzvah of hagasha. Ishim, it goes on the fire. And so all of those things, minchat kohanim, have in common with minchat nedava. And lechem apanim has none of those. Lechem apanim is done inside. Lechem apanim has a tzura. Sorry, it is in the form, whereas the other ones don't. So we say, adrab, lechem apanim avali rabui. Lechem apanim is somewhere similar to minchat nedava. Why? Shekein sibura. To minchat nesachim, because it is brought publicly. And chovah, it's an obligation. And tamay, it's brought even betuma. And da'achil, it's eaten by the kohanim. Pigula, pigula applies. And v'shabta, it's brought even on Shabbat. The answer is tabra nefesh. The answer is that the Torah introduces the parsha of mincha with the word nefesh, kitakri mincha. So therefore, the connection is to minchat yachid, and therefore we connect the minchat nedava more closely with minchat kohanim than with the lachem apanim, which is public. Okay, next. Amar aleha levona v'lo minchat nesachim levona, ema aleha levona v'lo minchat kohanim levona, same thing. Why isn't minchat kohanim the thing that's cut out? And there's a certain sense behind this, that minchat kohanim, after all, is not going to be eaten, so maybe there's no shemen or levona. The answer is, mistab minchat kohanim havedel rebuye, minchat kohanim should be included, shekin isaron, balul, it's mixed, belog, there's one log for it, mugash is hagasha, biglal etzim, and it comes on its own account, as opposed to minchat nesachim. Minchat nesachim havedel rebuye, no, shekin sibur, it's again public, chovat's obligatory, eat me b'shabbat, the same thing, it's papatuma and b'shabbat. And the answer is mistabra nefesh. Again, we maintain that those things that are minchat yachid are more similar, and minchat tzibur, minchat nesachim in this case, so minchat nesachim is cut out of one, lechem panim is cut out of the other, and they're both public korbanos, so they don't really fit in this parsha. Now, minchal or minchat shmini levona, ve'em alohotzi, why don't we say that it cuts out minchat shmini? Say this is a mincha, but not that. That one doesn't need levona. So, haima, iyamar pishtamar lavot, if you accept the premise that it's including minchat shmini, shapir, ala iyamar lohotzi, lamali, why mention it? Shami dorot lo yalfinan. I wouldn't have inferred anything from the general halacha to the one-time deal of what's called sha'at, which is minchat shmini. So therefore, if the Torah says it, it must be there to include it, not to exclude it, because I don't need a pasuk to exclude it. He lohotzi shtei alechem shlo itanu lashon v'lo levona. Hema lohotzi minchat kohanim. So again, we go back to minchat kohanim should be the one that's excluded. So again, mistab minchat kohanim v'lo ribui, minchat kohanim is included with shemen levona. Shkein isaron kli matzah, unlike shtei alechem, which is chametz. Etzem, it comes on its own. Hagasha, it's brought to the mizbeach. Yishim, it goes on the fire. And again, we go adarabah shtei alechem v'lo ribui. It is more likely to be included with shekein sibur chovat tamaya da'achal pigulu b'shabta and matir. It has a matir, which is the kvasim. The answer is shekein shabta b'matir tnufa. There's tnufa. Ba'aretz has to be brought from the land. Bizman has a set time, and chadash, it's the new grain. V'hanin defishan. And now we've got way more things in shtei alechem that are similar than minchat kohanim are. The answer is mistabra nefesh. Again, we go back to nefesh and say, nefesh guides us and says that the rules of shemen levona are more likely, except when explicitly cut out, to apply to minchat yachid. Okay, the next mishnah, which is mishnah dalid, v'chayav al hashemen b'fnei atzmo v'chayav al levona b'fnei atzmo. Let's say minchat chote, and you put shemen and levona in it, and it's supposed to have neither, you chayav for each one independently. Natanal hashemen psala, if you put the oil on it, it invalidates the korban. Levona, but if you put levona, which is grainy, you'll katena, just pick it out. Natan shemen al shiareha in over belotase. If you brought the minchat chote, and then you took the shirayim of it after the kometz is brought, and you put oil, that is not a violation. Unlike chametz, here there's no violation. Natan kli al gabe kli, let's say you had a kli that had shemen in it, and you put it on top of the kli that had the mincha, that is not a violation of aleha. Aleha really means on the material itself. Lo psala. Okay, Tana Rabbana, lo yasim alehen shemen. Should be aleha shemen. This is minchat chote. Ve'im sam pasal. Yachol lo yitin aleha levona ve'im natan pasal. I may think the same is true about a levona, that if you put levona on minchat chote, it's pasul. Tama lomar kichatati. It says kichatati as if to say, even if you did put levona, it's still a chatat. Yachol v'shemen, tama lomar hi. If it says chatati, only levona will remain kasher, but shemen not. But now, Maraita lifsol b'shemen lachshir b'levona, so why do you decide that if a shemen comes in, it's pasul, if levona comes in, it's not? The answer is practical, like the Mishnah said. Pasul b'shemen she'efshar lokto. Shemen can't be squeezed out or taken out. It's going to be in there. Machshir ani b'levona she'efshar lokta. Levona could be taken out. So that leads to the following interesting question. By Rabbi Rav Huna, Mir Rabbi Yochanan. Tana levona shchuka. What if he grounded the levona into a very fine dust and put it in? Mahu. And here's the question. Why do we distinguish mishum de efshar lakta v'alo efshar lakta? Earlier with gross levona, we said, hey, you could pick it out. This can't be picked out, so it should be pasul. Well, dim mishum de lo mivla, or maybe because not absorbed, in which case here it's also not absorbed. It's still a solid, unlike oil. So let's see, how did Rabbi Yochanan solve it? Toshma. Well, levona yil katana. What did the Mishnah say? Levona can be plucked out, which means it's its pluckability that keeps it from invalidating. Not the issue of absorption. Maybe the Mishnah is giving one of two reasons. First of all, it's not absorbed. Second of all, you can remove it. So the answer is Toshma in the Brayta. Again, that it's the ability to pick it out that allows for it. Maybe that's also one of two reasons. The absorption plus the ability to pick it out. So my Havi Allah, what's the final result? Interesting thing. You have a mincha that's not supposed to have any levona, and you put levona on it. You pick it out. If you had machshevet pigul, while the levona was in it, whether or not the pigul was really pigul or chutz l'mekomo, pasul ve'in bo karet. There is no karet for it. Even if it was machshevet chutz l'zmano. But if after you got the levona out, then you had the machshava, then chutz l'mekomo pasul ve'in karet chutz l'zmano pigul ve'chayvin av karet. It's a full pigul, which tells you what? That while the levona is on, it's pasul. And therefore, you can't make it a pigul. When you take the levona off, then it is back to a proper korban as pigul, which means it's its pluckability that's the critical issue, because while the levona is on, it really is pasul. It's not because of absorption. So why don't we say that when you put the levona on, it's invalid right now, just like if you poured oil on it. Why should it be pasul at all? Because the Braita said that if while the levona is on it temporarily, you had machshava, it is pasul, not pigul, but pasul. Dichuihu, it should be dichui. So we have three answers to this. Amar Abaye, four answers. Chatat kari rachmana. The Torah calls it a chatat. Again, like we had earlier, it's still a chatat. It's still a valid chatat. The Torah gave it some viability in spite of the levona. Rav Amar answer too. Hamani chanan amitzrihu. We've seen chanan amitzri in Zvachim. Delele dichui. Chanan amitzri holds that there is no such thing as ultimate rejection from the Mikdash. Tanya chanan amitzri omer afilu dam bakos. Even if the Kohen Gadol has the dam in the kos, and the animal dies, maybe chavro shalom b'agralam zaveglo. They bring another seir, don't do a lottery, and they match it up, and then they continue the avodah with there. In other words, it's the even the dam is not rejected. Ravashi and Markol should be adolo have dachui. Ravashi gives a third answer, which is anytime you have control over things, it's not dachui. And here, since you can pluck it out, it's not called dachui. I think Ravashi is right. Why? Deman shamat le ditle dechuyin. Who is the famous authority who says that things are rejected? It's Rabbi Yehuda he that in the same case as Chanan Mitzri says. If the dam of the sayir lashem spills, then the sayir mishtalech has to die, and vice versa. If the sayir mishtalech drops dead, you have to spill out the blood, bring a whole new pair, do a new lottery, and everything else. Which means Rabbi Yehuda holds from Duchuyim. But when you have control, Tanu, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? It's a famous ruling about Pesach. What would they do at the end of the day on Pesach, on 14th of Nisan? They would collect dam from all over the floor of the Azara and throw one zrikah to cover in case somebody's dam got spilled on the way to the Mizbeach and never made it. Which means that dam is not dachui, since you have control and ability to fix it. Okay? So we had three different answers to why minchat chote with the levona on it that you're about to pluck out, while the levona is on it, it's still a viable korban, so the machshava would count. It's from Yosef of Yochanan. Tan mashu shemla gabe kazait mincha. Now, how much is the iser? So if you put the smallest drop of oil on a kazait of mincha, pasal. My time, it says, lo yasim in sima koldehu, any amount you put on. Aleha, on it, adi ikashurit. It has to be a shear of mincha, kazayit. And now, it's like from Yochanan, now the opposite. Natan kazayit levona gabe mashu mincha. Now, the levona has to be a full kazayit to violate it, but you could put it on the smallest amount of mincha pasals. It's flipped. My time, lo yitengti, because the Torah says, lo yitain levona adi kanitina. There has to be a significant pudding. It has to be a kazayit. However, aleha, what's aleha? Have a ribui acharibui, because we had aleha with the shemen. So now it's aleha, aleha, it's ribui acharibui, and ribui acharibui elamait, and it's saying it will work even if this is the smallest amount. It doesn't have to be a whole kazayit. That's the first version of Rabbi Yochanan. Ikadamri Yitzchak Yosef by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan asked about the first case. Tanmashu shemen akabe kazayit mincha. What if you only put a drop of shemen on a kazayit mincha mahu? Maybe lo yasim and lo yitain are parallels, and just like lo yitain is a kazayit, lo yasim is a kazayit. Or maybe lo yasim means any sort of sima, like Rabbi Yochanan said in the first version. And the answer is teku. Okay, the end of the Mishnah was natan shemen al shiareha. I put the shemen on the shirayim. Natan rabbanan lo yasim ala shemen v'lo yitain. Meaning, yachol b'shnei kohanim, I might think that the prohibition is only if one guy puts shemen and one guy puts levonat. Tamlomar aleha, meaning begufa shemincha katub medaber v'lo b'kohen. The focus here is on the mincha, not on the kohen doing it. So if it could be one kohen, two kohanim, whoever puts it on, there's a violation. If one guy puts them both on, there's two violations. Yachol lo yitain kli al gabe kli, I might think you can't put, and this is the Mishnah, one kli of shemen on top of the kli of the mincha, natan pasan, would invalidate tamlomar aleha. Meaning begufa shemincha katub medaber. It's not talking about the airspace, is talking about putting it on the actual granules of flour of the mincha, and that does not happen if it's in a kli. So pause at this point. We're going to pick it up with the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Hey, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.